Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President-elect Biden has outlined his plan to get the coronavirus vaccine to more Americans as he reiterated his goal of 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days in office. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports he's pushing for more federal collaboration with the states.
President-elect Biden says he will recommend that states allow more people to get vaccinated, including people over the age of 65 and frontline workers like teachers and grocery store employees. Biden's plan also calls for FEMA to set up community vaccination centers. While Biden called for quick action, he warned that it will take time to get the pandemic under control.
Almost a year later, we're still far from back to normal. The honest truth is this. Things will get worse before they get better. I told you I'll always level with you.
Biden urged Americans to wear a mask, saying this should not be a partisan issue. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, Wilmington, Delaware.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says he will remain in his job until Joe Biden is sworn in. He tweeted last night following reports that he had resigned early. Azar says he will step down at noon on Wednesday and used his resignation letter to condemn the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, prosecutors are pulling back from allegations that that pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol last week aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials. Top federal prosecutor in D.C. says there is no direct evidence. So far, authorities say more than 100 people have been arrested. Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone was attacked by the mob. He suffered a minor heart attack and was hospitalized after being beaten and stripped of his badge and radio.
The few follow-up medical appointments I've had so far, everything seems to be A-OK. So I feel good physically. And I've had an outpouring of support from law enforcement.
Security in Washington, D.C. tighter than usual for an inauguration, and governors around the country are beefing up security at state capitals where demonstrations are expected to begin tomorrow. For the third time this week, the federal government executed an inmate by lethal injection. Adam Pinsker with member station WFIU witnessed the execution of Dustin Hicks.
After hours of appeals, Higgs was executed inside the federal death chamber early Saturday morning. Minutes after being injected with a dose of pentobarbital, Higgs said, "I love you," to family and friends witnessing the execution. Higgs was convicted for his role in the murders of three women at a national park in Maryland in 1996, but another man who pulled the trigger received a life sentence. Late Friday evening, lawyers unsuccessfully tried to stop the government from carrying out Higgs' execution after it was revealed a member of the execution team wasn't wearing a mask when another federal inmate was put to death earlier this week. For NPR News, I'm Adam Pinsker in Terre Haute, Indiana.
This is NPR News. To Canada now, where new modeling for the coronavirus shows that the pandemic is rapidly worsening. Dan Karpinchuk reports the country's on track to see nearly 800,000 cases by late January.
Health officials say the daily case counts of the coronavirus have surpassed the peak of the first wave. They warn that the healthcare system is being overwhelmed, and unless there is swift action, doctors may have to make impossible choices about who gets an ICU bed. Officials say if Canadians continue to have the same close contact, the forecast is for continued rapid growth of COVID-19. In his address on Friday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said reducing in-person contacts is the only way to get the numbers down. And Canada's chief public health officer says unless restrictions are further intensified, Canada will not be able to curb the rate of spread. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
India has launched what is likely the world's largest COVID-19 vaccination campaign. A sanitation worker was the first Indian to be vaccinated today. India is prioritizing nurses, doctors, and other frontline workers in a nationally televised speech today. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed healthcare workers with tears in his eyes. Meanwhile, the vaccination campaign in Europe is being slowed, at least temporarily. Pfizer says it's reducing deliveries to European countries while it upgrades production capacity at its plant in Belgium. Six European Union member states have written to the EU Commission saying that delay puts the credibility of their vaccination programs at risk. The pandemic has killed more than 2 million people worldwide. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.